I've traveled far, collecting objets d'art. I know the whole game by heart. Why, Joe Devine will tell you what I mean. 'Twas I who gave him his start. But since I looked here in your direction, I've quite forgotten my art collection. To be exact, you simply prove the fact that nature's greater than art. Looking at you, while troubles are fleeing, I'm admiring the view. For it's you I'm seeing, and the sweet honeydew of well-being settles upon me. Art is this light that shines when you enter like a star in the night. And what's to prevent her from destroying my sight if you centered all of it on me? Looking at you, I'm filled with the essence of, the quintessence of joy. Looking at you, I hear poets telling of lovely Helen of Troy. Darling, life seems so gray. I wanted to end it till that wonderful day. You started to mend it, and if you'd only stay, then I'll spend it looking at you.
That was Cole Porter's Looking at You. That was done by a fellow named Leslie Hutchinson, better known as Hutch, who was a black performer in England in the 20s and 30s. He originally came from the West Indies, became a huge hit in London, and was a very sought-after cabaret performer, especially for sophisticated songs, Cole Porter, Gershwin, that sort of thing. And cut quite a swath through London society in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Anyway, I was going to give you a heads up at the very beginning of the song because he mentions a fellow named Joe Devine. Joe Devine was a well-known art broker and collector who basically advised rich Americans who had more money than taste where to buy their art. So, anyway, a little background on that. The Cole Porter song, Looking at You, better known, it's probably best known from Woody Allen's film, Everyone Says I Love You. Alan Alda does it in that. But it was originally in a stage show called Wake Up and Dream from 1929. Anyway, so we'll move on to the next song, another Cole Porter song. And this is from a 1943 Columbia film called Something for the Boys. And it's a song that Cole Porter wrote just for this film. This is not the soundtrack. This is Ambrose, an English orchestra, and his vocalist is Ann Shelton. Ann Shelton's very popular vocalist during World War II, especially with the both the GIs and the English soldiers. The song got Cole Porter a Academy Award nomination. He didn't win, but again, it's from a film called Something for the Boys. This is Ambrose and his orchestra. You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Thank you. handsome or that other men aren't as pleasing, that I bend my knee as a worshiper at your shrine. You're not worth a ransom, like asparagus out of season. No, my darling, this is the reason why you've got to be mine. You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, Ambrose and His Orchestra with Ann Shelton. This is Dana Rodriguez. I'm usually here with my other panelists on Minds Over Matter, but we're sort of moving to new quarters here at KALW, so I'm doing an all-music show tonight. So I hope you're enjoying it. It's some of my favorite music from the 30s and 40s, sort of something I got into years ago, and so I'm hoping you share a little of my taste anyway. Let's move on to the next selection, which is Adrian Rollini. Adrian Rollini is a very interesting guy. He's probably one of the very best sidemen in the big band era, but he took himself out of circulation after a certain time and retired to Florida. He led his own bands for short periods of time, but he's known best as a sideman. He was a music prodigy. He could play half a dozen instruments very well, but he was best known for the bass saxophone in the 20s, and in the 30s, he moved into the vibraphone. I'm playing him tonight because I'm a big fan of the vibraphone, and I actually have a vibraphone at home, which I'm trying to teach myself how to play with very little success. But Adrian Rollini is probably one of the very best vibraphone players in jazz. So I'm going to play you a couple of selections. The first is Hey Young Fella, and they're both from 1933, both with Joe Venuti and his Blue Five. So as I said, the first one is Hey Young Fella. The second one is Vibraphonia. So they're both from the same session, both with Joe Venuti and Jimmy Dorsey. Adrian Rollini will play the bass sax and the vibraphone, and it'll give you an idea of his ability. So let's go. Thank you. That was Giovanuti's Blue Five, recorded in New York in 1933, featuring Adrian Rollini and Jimmy Dorsey and Dick McDonough playing vibraphonia and Hey Young Fella. I think that came out on Brunswick, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, we're going to move on to a soundtrack now. The soundtrack is from the Warner Brothers film from 1938 called Hard to Get. It was not a musical per se, but there was one song in it, and the one song became an enormous hit. The song is by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren, and it's sung by Dick Powell. And if you hear a woman in the background, which I think you should, that would be Olivia de Havilland. And the song is You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as he handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree?
I've never taken it up with her.
Does your dad appreciate that you are merely super great, the miracle of any century?
He hasn't mentioned it.
If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as he handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. You must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
That was You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, words by Johnny Mercer, music by Harry Warren. It's from a Warner Brothers film called Hard to Get from 1938. That was Dick Powell and Olivia de Havilland in the background there. We're going to move on to another soundtrack. Judy Garland and Gene Kelly made their first movie together in 1942. It was called For Me and My Gal. This is a selection from the soundtrack. Now, it's basically a dance number, but since it's only a couple minutes long, I thought I would play the whole thing. They're going to do a very popular song from the early part of the century, and it's lasted up until now, called Ball in the Jack.
From coast to coast, from Canada to Mexico, they're doing a new dance, a tried and a true dance that will sweep the land. And you'll think it's so grand, you'll have to learn how to do it. So please don't poo-poo it, 'cause we bet this little dance is gonna rise to fame. It's sure to put most any other dance to shame. The turkey trot, the bunny hug, the tingling toe will be forgotten when we start to go. Mr. Leader, won't you start the syncopation? And we'll begin our little demonstration. Now, first you put your two knees close up tight, then you sway them to the left, then you sway them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light, then you twist around and twist around with all of your might. Stretch them up and arm straight out in space, then you do the eagle rock with a style and grace. Swing your foot way round and bring it back. Now that's what I call balling the jack. Thank you.
Jack.
That was Judy Garland and Gene Kelly doing Ball on the Jack from the soundtrack of For Me and My Gal, 1942. We're going to move on now to Jack Teagarden. Jack Teagarden was probably the best jazz trombonist ever, probably the only jazz trombonist that Tommy Dorsey was jealous of. So he is going to be playing here with Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1934. He's also going to be singing. Teagarden was obviously known as a great jazz trombonist, but he was also known as a great jazz vocalist. So let's listen to him sing with Benny Goodman and his orchestra just before Benny Goodman really hit it big with Swing from 1934, singing on As Long As I Live.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. Well, why my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day to see the doctor anyway? What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
That was Jack Teagarden with Benny Goodman's orchestra from 1934 playing As Long As I Live. The next one is Jack Teagarden again. He is with Fats Waller from 1931. They're doing a Walter Donaldson song called That's what I like about you. I'm playing this tonight because it's a hilarious song. And Fats Waller must have just wandered into the studio. He's playing Jack D. Garden's girlfriend in the background, and he's ad-libbing all his lines, and it's very funny. So let's listen to this.
You can't cook.
Who can't cook?
You're big and fat.
Don't talk about my velocity now.
You never got no dough.
Ain't supposed to have none.
You drink too much gin.
I always drink my gin.
And you're tired.
Always tired.
You don't do anything I like.
Well, you know I like everything that you like.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you like the skies of blue?
Honey, you know I love the skies of blue. And another thing, I love everything that you love.
That's what I like about you. Looks like you can read my mind.
Honey, looks like your face done signed. And nothing, I love everything that you like.
That's what I like about you. Do you like a breakfast table?
Honey, shut your mouth. That's him right there.
Double check on that breakfast table.
With an extra chair for baby, huh? Well, we're getting somewhere. Let's get together.
Heaven shines above.
Listen to me.
Looks like the dawn above.
Are you plenty hot, Papa? You know I love everything that you like.
That's what I like about you.
Jack T. Garden, Fats Waller in the background there, ad-libbing his little part. That's What I Like About You from 1931. Next, we're going to have Maxine Sullivan. Maxine Sullivan's quite a remarkable singer. She's an absolutely beautiful voice, very easy swinging style, a big favorite in cabaret in New York and actually nationally. Started in the late 30s doing sort of swing versions of folk songs, but quickly moved into more mainstream pop. This is her with Teddy Wilson and his small group in about 1944. They're playing Cole Porter's song, Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be impatient, the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye.
Maxine Sullivan from about 1944 with Teddy Wilson's small group, and Every Time We Say Goodbye, which is a Cole Porter song. I don't remember what the stage show was, but anyway, Cole Porter. Next, we're going to have Mary Martin. Now, Mary Martin is obviously known to most of you from The Sound of Music and South Pacific. But believe it or not, she started out doing fairly sexy songs, kind of naughty songs, actually, and this is an example of that. This song came out in 1941. It's called Do It Again. It's a Cole Porter song again. And it was a huge hit with the GIs, and you'll see why. She does it in a fairly suggestive way, and she has a sigh at the end. So listen for yourself.
But then, oh, do it again. Please do it again.
That was Mary Martin from 1941, a big hit with the G.I.s. Do It Again, with an old Cole Porter song, excuse me. That came out on Decca, I think. And Ray Sinatra's, no relation to Frank Sinatra, was the orchestra. Next, we have to have a little Bing Crosby over the course of the hour. This is Bing Crosby and Ethel Merman. Now, Bing Crosby, I think, was at his best on his radio show. He would have people from various walks of life come on and joke with them. He was especially good with the people in the entertainment industry, especially those he was friends with, like Ethel Merman. So this is from 1947. This is a charming rendition of Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Now, Ethel and Bing, I think everybody would like to hear the challenge song from Annie Get Your Gun.
Challenge song? Well, I'm game if Ethel is.
Oh, okay, Bing, all we need is a downbeat from Mr. Trotter.
Pitch till you win, Ethel.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yep.
So can a rat.
Anything you can sing, I can sing higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 Only you can.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can hear a hope joke and never even snicker.
Don't be such a wise guy. Bob is quite a slicker.
I can open any safe.
Without being caught?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Can. Oh. Anything you can wear, I can wear better. In what you wear, I'd look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, again.
No, you can't.
Yes, again.
Yet it, yet it, yet it, yet it, yet it, yet it.
Yes, I can.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can wear a
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, can't.
Yes, I can, can.
No.
Yes, I can.
From 1947, that was Philco Radio Time with Bing Crosby and Ethel Merman. That was Alec Templeton at the very beginning, the pianist introducing them. Doing Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better from Annie Get Your Gun, which Ethel Merman had opened in the previous year. We're going to move on now to two different bands. I'm picking these bands and playing them together because it's the same year, 1933, the depth of the Depression. And the two bands are a study in contrast, actually. They're both extremely good bands. The first is Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. They're playing a song called Rhythm Crazy Now, and Fletcher Henderson was an interesting band leader. He was beloved by his people, but he was a very easygoing guy, and he never rode herd on his musicians who were constantly wandering off and not showing up for rehearsals and recording sessions and things like that. So the bands tended to fall apart after, you know, within a year. Now, the other orchestra here is Isham Jones. Isham Jones is a big band, very popular nationally, that came out of Chicago. Now, Isham Jones was the exact opposite of Fletcher Henderson. He was a martinet. Matter of fact, it was said that there was no point when at least half of his band didn't want to kill him. But they also respected the fact that he was a terrific musician, excellent leader. He paid well, even though he was difficult to get along with. So here's two different recordings, the same year, same general time of music. Rhythm Crazy Now, it's from 1933 with Fletcher Henderson, and Isham Jones' Dallas Blues. Dallas Blues is an unbelievably tight recording. The musicianship on this is very high, and in Rhythm Crazy, there's a big part for Coleman Hawkins, which who we hear. So let's play both of those.
Thank you.
That's unbelievably good ensemble work by Isham Jones Orchestra from 1933, Dallas Blues. That's a lot of these things are available on YouTube if you wanted to look it up there. Beautifully played. And then before that, with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra with Rhythm Crazy Now. We're going to move into another Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden recording. Jack Teagarden's not going to sing. This is a slightly interesting history here. This is the vocal here is by Ella Logan. Now, the recording was never released because she makes a mistake in the lyrics. But the master was kept, and it was released many years later. But she makes a mistake in the lyrics, so see if you can find where it is. This is actually an Isham Jones song called It Had to Be You.
Cause you say, why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me that thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
That was Ella Logan playing with one of Benny Goodman's small groups from 1934 in a never-released recording of It Had to Be You. We're going to finish up now, basically, with three different selections. The first is Dick Powell. This is from the soundtrack of On the Avenue, which is an Irving Berlin a movie with songs by Irving Berlin. There was one good Irving Berlin song after another. This is probably the most famous of the songs. It's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And then after that, we'll finish up with Alice Faye doing Goodnight, My Love, and also Boa Notte. They're both quite short. Goodnight, My Love is from the soundtrack of Stowaway, a Shirley Temple film, but no Shirley Temple tonight, from 1937. And that song is by Matt Gordon and Harry Revel. And the other is Boa Notte, which means good night in Portuguese, from the soundtrack of That Night in Rio. If you enjoyed the show, I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. Send me an email on mindsovermatter@yahoo.com and just let me know what you think. And have a good Christmas season, everybody. Bye-bye.
evening, sir.
Good evening, James.
Rather chilly, sir.
Chilly?
Yes, sir. The snow is snowing.
Really?
The wind is blowing.
Ah, but James,
I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
A little bit of all right, sir.
I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Rather.
Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm.
I'm surprised.
Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire.
How could you do it?
The flame grows higher.
What a nest.
So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may
star will be